presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, Bhutan's emerald smuggling plane was consumed by flames, and Myra Trent, who was responsible for the destruction, was injured and left on the field to die. A short time later, Jungle Jim visited Shanghai Lil and Peter Hawkins at their locked hut and was told what had happened. He left Lil and Hawkins immediately to aid the injured girl. Shanghai Lil, who believed that Myra Trent was only pretending to be injured, was angered by Jim's actions and sent a note to Bhutan offering to tell him everything and to join him. Once again, she completely fooled the wily prince, and then, having been given a gun, made Bhutan her prisoner. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full color, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. Jungle Jim, unaware of the fact that Lil has made Prince Bhutan her prisoner, is talking to the injured Myra Trent, whom he rescued and carried to the old mine near Bhutan's camp.
Myra. Myra.
Where am I?
Oh, you were all right.
Oh, Jim.
Be quiet. Be quiet, Myra.
Oh, Jim, is it really you?
Yes.
Oh, Jim, you must run. Bhutan will see you. He'll kill you.
Bhutan won't find us here, Myra. Now,
oh,
be quiet.
But the plane, it's burning. Run, Jim. You've got to get away. Let him find me. I don't
Myra,
care.
Myra, be quiet and listen to me, will
oh,
you?
No.
Now, quiet. Quiet, please. You're safe. Bhutan will never find you here.
I'm safe?
Yes.
Oh, Jim, where are we?
We're in a cave in the jungle, Myra, and there's nothing to worry about.
I don't understand. What happened? Bhutan was going to kill me. He had a gun.
Yes, yes, I know. But you fainted before he could shoot.
Oh, I remember. He was in front of me, and then everything got black.
And Bhutan thought you were dying, Myra. He left you on the field. Lil and Peter Hawkins saw everything. Now, here. Here, take a sip of this water.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's the girl.
I'm feeling all right now, Jim. It's only my arm that hurts.
It's bruised, but there are no bones broken. That was a brave thing that you did, Myra. You saved Kolo's life by wrecking Bhutan's plane.
I had to do it, Jim. Bhutan and the pilot left the plane standing. The motor was running, and so I knew they were going to take off for Dumba Pass in a few minutes.
I wish I had been there.
You could have stolen the plane, Jim. If I was a pilot, I could have gotten away and gone for help. Oh, Jim, Bhutan will kill me if he finds me. I know he will.
Now, don't worry about that, Myra. I'll take care of you now. Kolo left here yesterday with the evidence Shanghai Lil collected. He should reach Dr. Carstairs by tonight.
Who is Dr. Carstairs, Jim? I never heard of him.
He's a member of the British Secret Service, stationed in the jungle disguised as a medical missionary. Now, as soon as Kolo reaches him, he'll send us help.
Oh, Jim, that means we'll be rescued.
Myra, if nothing happens, we'll have Bhutan right where we want him. Now, are you feeling better now?
Yes, Jim, I'm all right. I think I can stand now.
Oh, that's fine. Come on, I'll help you up.
Oh. That's the girl.
Oh, there.
Oh, you're okay now. Now, listen, Myra. I want you to take this.
Your gun?
That's right. I'm going to leave you alone. Bhutan has Lil, Peter Hawkins, and his son Ronnie locked in a cell without food or water.
Oh, but Jim, the camp is sure to be guarded now. You'll be caught.
Well, that's a chance I've got to take. Now, while I'm gone, you keep a sharp lookout. If anyone comes near, shoot and shoot to kill.
What was that?
Keep down, Myra.
Oh, look, Jim, they're native. They're coming for him.
No, Myra, they're going right by. They're running.
Oh, I can see them now. There are three of them.
Myra, those are Bhutan's natives. And they're deserting. Something must have happened. You stay here. I'll be right back.
Jim, where are you going?
I'm going to find out what's going on.
Meanwhile, Peter Hawkins and his son have been left alone in their cell while Lil is with Bhutan. It has been several days since Ronnie was beaten by Bhutan, and he is gradually regaining consciousness.
Water. Water.
Ronnie, my boy, there isn't any.
Father, what are you doing here?
Blimey, Ronnie, you know me.
Of course I know you. What's the matter? Where are we?
Ronnie, you're all right. I'm so happy, so blooming happy.
I don't understand. Is this London?
Ronnie, lad, you're all right. You remember London and who you are.
Father, you're crying.
Oh, Ronnie, you do remember. I'm glad. It's been so many years since you looked at me like you are now.
Years?
Father, you're older.
Yes, I am.
Your hair is gray. It's almost white.
Yeah, well, it's been 20 years, Ronnie Marble. 20 years since you've seen me.
20 years?
Yes.
I can't remember. It's like coming back from the dead. Where are we? Is this England or France?
No. It's neither, boy. We're in India.
India?
Yes. You've been wandering all over the world for 20 years, Ronnie, not knowing who you was. And not knowing even me. And yourself again.
The war. I remember that. We were in the front line. I must have been hit.
Yes, you were, my boy. I thought you were dead.
Then the hospital. Yes. It's coming back, Father. I remember the nurses and doctors. And then the jungle.
Yes, you ran away from the hospital and you came to India. And I followed you.
Then more war.
Yes.
Men with guns. Oh, Father.
Don't cry,
Father. We've got work to do. But why are these bars on the windows?
Ronnie, boy, we're in a bad spot. We're prisoners.
Prisoners? But why?
Yes, you came to the jungle, Ronnie, and you've been captured by a gang of smuggling thieves.
I remember the jungle.
You were held a prisoner by a Prince Bhutan. I followed you with a party, and they caught me, too.
It's no use, Father. I can't remember.
Now, don't try, boy. Don't try. Now that you're all right, we'll escape somehow. Jim will help us.
Who's Jim?
Oh, Jim's one of the finest men in the world, Ronnie. It was him that came here with me and who helped me to find you.
And is he a prisoner, too?
No. Jungle Jim is alive and free, Ronnie. Bhutan shot him, but Jim wasn't injured bad. And now he's out to free us.
Father, how many are there in this smuggling gang?
Hundreds, Ronnie, hundreds. Bhutan's got all the natives in this part of the country scared of him. He had about 50 men in camp here, but some of them have gone away.
Some of them are gone?
Yes, that's right. Bhutan has sent them after Kolu. That's Jim's native boy, who was carrying a message to the authorities.
Bill!
Look, that's Jim down at the window.
Peter Hawkins, where are you?
Right here, Jim, right here. Where's Bill? In Bhutan's up, Jim. What? She sent him a note, and they took her to him.
Oh, so she's trying something, is she?
Jim, I've got someone here I want you to meet.
Ronnie, lad, this is Jungle Jim Bradley.
So you're Jungle Jim?
Ronnie, you're all right.
Yes, Jim. He's himself again. It's all like a dream. I woke up a few minutes ago and found my father bending over me.
He can't remember a thing, Jim.
You should be thankful he's seen again.
Oh, Jim, I am.
Well, I'm certainly glad you're all right again, Ronnie. We sure need you. Has your father told you the position we're in?
Yes, I've outlined it to him, Jim.
Good. Oh, and by the way, Myra Trent is all right. I've got her hidden in the jungle.
What? She's not hurt?
No, not badly.
Good.
She was just knocked out.
Good.
Now, listen. There's something going on here.
Yes.
We saw three of Bhutan's natives in the jungle, and it looked as if they were deserting.
Blimey. You sure they weren't the ones Bhutan sent off to Kolu?
No. I saw the searching party leave.
Yes.
They were on horses.
Then perhaps there's a chance to escape.
Perhaps, Ronnie, and I have a plan. First, I'm going to find out what's happening to Lil in Bhutan's cabin. Then I've got a job for you, Ronnie.
I'll do whatever you say.
I know you will. I want you to keep quiet and give me about 5 minutes. Then Hawkins, I want you to start calling for Bhutan and keep calling until he comes.
Yes, Jim, but I don't understand.
Never mind. Just do as I say.
All right. I'll yell loud enough to raise the blooming roof.
Good. Now, have Ronnie lie on the floor. And when Bhutan gets here, tell him Ronnie's dead.
Now, I'm beginning to understand.
Get him to lean over, Ronnie, and examine him.
I understand what he means, Father. When he bends over me, I'm to grab him.
Exactly, Ronnie.
But Jim, suppose Bhutan and some of his natives come with him.
That doesn't matter. As soon as he leaves his hut, I'm going in.
Yes.
He keeps his guns and ammunition there. Before he can do much of anything here, Lil and I will be back on to the team.
Oh, it's a desperate plan, Jim.
We'll put it over. Now remember, give me about 5 minutes to look around. Then start calling.
Within Bhutan's hut, another scene is taking place. Lil holds Bhutan at the point of a gun while she searches his desk.
Perhaps you will permit me to help you, Miss Kivril.
Stay where you are and keep your hands over your head if you know what's good for you, Bhutan.
You will find little in those papers that will interest you.
I'm interested in emeralds, not papers. Where's the black bag?
That is for you to find.
Don't worry, I'll find it.
Miss Kivril, you are a fool. We have been here over an hour. How long do you think it will be before one of my slave enters?
If one comes, he'll find himself in the same position you're in. In the meantime, we'll wait. Someone else may come soon. Someone who will give you the surprise of your life.
If you are expecting the spy whom you talk to, you are to be disappointed, Miss Devril.
All right, whoever you are, take up your hand.
Bill!
Jim! Oh, I've been hoping you'd come. Well, Prince, here's your surprise.
Jungle Jim Bradley.
You didn't expect to see me, did you, Bhutan?
Evidently, you possess a charmed life, Mr. Bradley. Someday your luck will fail.
You thought that once before, Bhutan. Oh, Jim, you'll find guns on the other side of the room.
Let me have yours, Lil. I'll hold Bhutan.
He's my job, Jim, and I'll take care of him. Fetch the hut. Somewhere here, there's a black case with $500,000 worth of smuggled emeralds. I want them.
I am willing to give them to you under certain conditions, Mr. Vril. Perhaps you and Mr. Bradley would like to share them.
Are you trying to buy your way out, Prince Bhutan?
$500,000 is a lot of money.
Why, you...
Never mind him, Jim. He's in a tight spot and he knows it. Look for the emeralds. You'll probably find them in the next room.
All right, Lil. But keep your eye on Bhutan. Remember, I've got a little score to settle with him later.
Bhutan's room is the second to your left. You'll probably find the emeralds in there.
Okay.
Mr. Vril, perhaps you and I can reach an agreement.
Oh, yes?
I will give you the emerald on the condition that you and Jungle Jim Bradley leave for Mandalay at once.
When we leave, Bhutan, you're going with us.
In the meantime, something might happen. This way, you will have the emerald and there is no risk.
Do I look like a fool, Bhutan? You and your men would murder us before we got out of Upper Burma.
I will give you arms and a detail of native guards.
The answer is no. What's that?
Drop your gun, Mr. Vril. You will learn that it is unwise to turn your head when you hear a sudden noise. I always carry an extra gun under my coat for just such an emergency.
I also have a gun, Prince. If you move, I'll shoot.
Drop it, Mr. Vril. This is your last chance.
You forget there's someone else here. Jim!
What has happened? Did Bhutan and Lil both fire at the same time, or was it Jungle Jim's revolver that we heard? The adventures you have just heard dramatized will appear in full color action pictures in next Sunday's Comic Weekly. The big Comic Weekly, distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's the Katzenjammer Kids, Jiggs and Maggie in Bringing Up Father, The Mischievous Adventures of Skippy, Barney Google, Toots and Casper, The Antics of the Little King, Flash Gordon, and the famous page entitled Gags and Gals. See all these famous characters in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.